It's always the same when you're trying to tell a story. The dashed difficult problem of where to begin. I mean, if you fool about too long at the start trying to establish atmosphere and all that sort of rot, you fail to grip, and the customers walk out on you. Get off the mark, on the other hand, like a scalded cat, and your public is at a loss. It simply raises his eyebrows and can't make out what you're talking about. But I suppose the complex case of Gussie Finknottle, Madeline Bassett, my cousin Angela, my Aunt Dahlia, young Tuppy Glossop, and the cook Anatole, which I'm about to relate, may be said to have had its inception, if inception is the one I want, with that visit Aunt Dahlia, Angela, and I paid to Cannes at the beginning of June. For if I hadn't gone to Cannes, I wouldn't have met the aforementioned Bassett or bought that white mess jacket. Yes, most decidedly, Cannes was the point d'appui. Right-ho, then? Right. Let me marshal my facts. We stayed at Cannes about 2 months. And so it was that at 7:20 p.m. on July the 26th, I was standing on Victoria Station waving a fond farewell to aunt and child as they shoved off in Aunt Dahlia's car to Brinkley Court, her place in Worcestershire.
Toodle-pip, Aunt Dahlia! Toodle-pip!
Good evening, sir.
Jeeves!
Precisely, sir. I have brought the automobile to effect the conveyance of your luggage back to the flat.
I say, Jeeves, that's very white of you. Very feudal.
I endeavour to give satisfaction, sir.
Well, I'll take that one, Jeeves. No, the small one. Well, Jeeves, what news on the Rialto? Anyone been phoning or calling or anything during my apps?
Mr. Finknottle, sir, has been a frequent caller.
What? Mr. Finknottle?
Yes, sir.
You don't mean...